If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, in the streets to win the praise of others. Even they say to you, they have received the reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret may repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they receive the reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to the Father in secret. And the Father who sees in secret will reward you, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy at the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they receive the reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is in hidden, and the Father who sees what is hidden repay you." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus teaches us one very important thing. Two things. If only our heart. Don't worry about what the other sees us. Even if they praise us, give glory to God. Jesus teaches us not to look for the praise of others. Many times we'll be happy if people praise us, or otherwise we'll be feel sorry. But Jesus is telling us, don't be sorry, always joyful. We are not doing things for others, only for the glory of God. Just continue to live like Jesus. Do everything for the greater glory of God. The rest is not important. What people see, what people say, not important. Just to be joyful with our heart by doing the will of God. That's important. Let's ask Jesus to open our heart, always doing things in His will for His glory.